said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Cliffo and Gabby's Footy Feast.
Oh! What about that?
Michelangelo's Pizza, locally owned and operated. Find them on Facebook or Google Michelangelo's Pizza Curlin.
Never have we had something that started so strong.
Started so strong.
And ended so poorly.
Ended
and we have had a lot of things end poorly
we
on
have,
this show.
We have a different idea of how things ended. You think it ended horrifically.
Mate, it was
I
the
think
worst.
It ended as a bloody good adventure.
The video and the look on my face in it, and you'll be able to see this at our, whereabouts, our Facey page?
Facey page.
Get 103.1 yeah. Townsville on Facebook. Okay, so let's backtrack to the beginning,
yes.
All right? So last week, we gave away Michelangelo's family pizza packs. Huge. Mm-hmm. Two pizzas, two garlic breads, 2 litre Coke.
Yep.
It's just a fantastic prize pack. And we were delivering them to people to watch the first Cowboys game in many, many months, right? So that was
yes,
the idea.
That was the plan.
But because of ISO rules and all that, we were playing knock and run.
We had to keep socially distanced, so we couldn't knock and hand over the pizzas because we'd be within a metre and a half.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. So we planned on putting the pizzas at the doorstep,
yep.
Knocking, and then getting back to a safe distance.
So I went first because you've never played knock and run before, and I was a little shit growing up, so I have.
Yes.
So I went first.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've never knocked and run before clearly had me on edge.
I've got the pizzas. I've got the garlic bread. I've got the Coke. Just shut your mouth. All right. Okay. Go when I'm ready to go. This is knock and run. You've never played knock and run before. You don't know how this works. All right, Coke's down. Pizzas and garlic bread are down. 3, 2, 1.
Go, 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 go.
Enjoy your dinner.
She's watching us on the camera the whole time.
Oh,
I thought I was being so sneaky. I thought I totally got away with it. Turns out she was inside watching me on a outdoor security camera.
I thought you had nailed it. We had really started off strong with the knock and run, but really they'd been watching us right from work.
Well, I mean, the good thing is if you think that's a fail, wait to what you're about to hear.
It gets worse.
So it was Gabby's turn. It is about to get much, much worse. So it's Gabby's turn to drop the 2 pizzas, thanks to Michelangelo's, the 2 garlic breads and the Coke, at a door, knock and run. That's the idea. And they, of course, are the winner, you know, of the prize. The people
who
we had on the radio. They know it's coming, right? That's the idea. And it was clear before your turn, you were nervous as.
All right, going up towards the gate. Do I go into the gate or do I go in the gate? Or do I drop it out the gate? If someone comes out, do I just throw it at them? I think they heard me coming. I banged to the gate.
Hey.
They caught me!
Go,
go. Ah!
Go, go. Well, have we got the right house?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's so
embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
Guys, we just went to the wrong house, and I dropped and ran, and it wasn't the right people.
I don't know what to say. Wrong house. We had to collect up the pizzas and apologise.
We couldn't even let them have the pizza.
We disturbed their Friday night. We couldn't even give them the pizza. It was the worst.
And then we had to walk down the street to the right house and give them the pizza.
And then I said to that lady, your neighbours are going to hate you. Anywho, look, see the video now.
And never allow me to be in charge of the addresses.
It's the most awkward thing you're going to watch this week, all right? The video is up at our Facey page. Hit 103.1 Townsville. You right?
No.
God, it was so bad.
It was so
Big thank you to Michelangelo's Pizza sharing the embarrassment with us. Locally owned and operated. Find them on Facey or Google Michelangelo's Pizza Curl.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
now
on Hit 103.1.
Nearly a week ago, George Floyd died at the hands of a police officer in the States. And ever since, there have been some protests happening around America. A lot were peaceful, but some have moved into violent rioting protests, and they're Black Lives Matter protests. But one of our reporters, Tim Avia from Channel 9, is actually there in Minneapolis where they have become violent, and he was actually detained.
Yeah, he was detained. His crew handcuffed.
Yeah.
Really scary stuff. We'll get to that in a minute. Right now, it's nearly 5 p.m. Minneapolis time. Tim Avia joining us on the phone right now. What's happening in Minneapolis as we speak, Tim?
Look, basically the streets are pretty calm here during the day. It's a tale of two cities, you know. It's quite calm during the day, but at night time, that's when things really get messy. You know, that's when the rioters and the looters, they all come out and they're... Police say a lot of these people are actually coming in from out of town now to cause trouble.
Oh.
Saying no, they can hit soft targets and they won't face any action. That changed a bit last night with them flooding the streets with officers, a massive crackdown. They arrested more than 100 people, confiscating AR-15 assault rifles and all sorts of weaponry. The police presence now is having an impact. But the anger still remains at the killing of George Floyd.
Yeah. We saw photos of yourself and your crew sat down by police. Some of your crew were even handcuffed. What happened there, mate?
The police are just very nervous, of course, and we've obviously been questioned a few times, but as press, we're exempt from that curfew and are allowed to walk around and cover what's going on. In his case, it was just simply a police officer was very nervous. They were very suspicious about why we had bulletproof vests on. And they didn't want to take any chances, so they got unholstered his pistol as his protocol. Then they got us out of their car and handcuffed the cameraman, handcuffed our security guard. It took about 10 minutes for them. They just wanted to have us secure in case we weren't who we said we were.
Before they
understood that we were press, and then they released us.
Yeah, that footage of you and your security and camera crew with the handcuffs on, it's some pretty crazy stuff. Look, we know you're in the thick of it right now, so we've got to let you go. Tim Avia from 9 News, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
So good to have the Cowboys back on Friday night, even if no one really was there.
No.
I think about 100 people at the Thursday night game, the Eels taking on or smashing again the Broncos.
Yeah.
I think it was about the same. But we actually have an insider.
Yeah.
Who was there.
Because we couldn't be there. It was so good seeing the stadium on TV. But
even
we wanted
to... Even if it was empty.
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't they supposed to be in cardboard cutouts, by the way?
There were a couple. But yeah, I don't think it was advertised well enough in advance to get enough
they didn't
in
have
there.
30,000 in there?
No.
Cool.
But as much as it was cool seeing it on TV, I want to know what it was like being one of the only people in the stadium.
So one of our very close friends, Ali, she's actually the godmother of my daughter. She's the DJ. She plays all of the music at Cowboys home games. So she was one of the very few people allowed into Queensland Country Bank Stadium on Friday night. And she joins us on the phone right now. Ali, what was it like?
It was the most weirdest experience ever. Like, I'm at the stadium when there's no crowds anyway because I'm always there before the gates open. But then main game kicks off. It's just so weird. There was nothing. You could hear every single conversation on the field.
Wow.
How bizarre.
You could hear people driving down the streets doing burnouts.
Wow.
People beeping the horn, like someone beeped the horn the whole way around the stadium, like it was crazy.
Wow. So it must have been weird for you because your job is to play the music pretty much to hype up the crowd. With no crowd there, why were you even needed?
What were you doing?
Yeah, what were you doing?
So the point of it is so the players have atmosphere so they understand and they would work, you know what it's like working for crowds. You do feed it for the crowd. Yeah. So that's the whole point of it.
So did you play crowd fake crowd sounds or was it just music?
No, we did not play fake crowd sounds at the game because it would sound really tinny. All the crowd noise you hear is actually played on Channel 9 or Fox, broadcasting at the time.
Gotcha.
Okay, so just you mentioned before there you could hear every single thing happening on the field. Was there anything in particular that was overly interesting? Or, I mean, we don't want to throw any Cowboys under the bus or whatever. But I mean,
I can't repeat what was said.
No,
I can't
repeat anything. That's so good. Awesome.
Are you under strict guidelines that you're not allowed to repeat it, or was it just too many profanities?
Radio broadcasting.
We want to keep our license. Gold.
That's right.
All right. Well, will you be there again? We got the Sharks this coming Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
You got to do the same thing again?
Yep.
So weird. Fantastic. One of the very few people that's actually allowed inside Queensland Country Bank Stadium.
If you need an offsider.
How many do you reckon was there? Like, they reckon there was only about 100 or so at Suncorp.
There could only be 100 from there.
Oh, so is that...
You had to sign in and sign out and everything. Like, there was temperature checking, like, the whole deal.
So one you had to get your temperature checked.
Hey, you're definitely part of an exclusive club. Ali, thank you so much for giving us the rundown.
No worries, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
13 12 16 is our phone number. Who's locked themselves out of the house before? 13 12 16 is the phone number. Our house. Did you get it?
There we go. There it is.
It happens to me on the weekend. Our daughter locked the wooden door just between the house and the garage.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, my one-year-old son was outside with me. And the beer fridge.
As long as you've got the beer fridge.
Honestly, the three things I love most in the world, just right there with me. Oh, and my wife. She was at work, though, and she was going to be an hour away. And I'm like, well, the kids are here. I've got fold-out deck chairs and a beer fridge.
Perfect.
So I sat on the lawn drinking beers for now until
she came home with the keys.
So it's good. But my daughter did try to pass the buck for locking us out.
So did you lock us out of the house?
No, it was the cat.
How did the cat lock us out of the house?
He maybe jumped in and locked us in.
Locked us out. So it was the cat?
Yeah.
Wasn't you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Those gaps in between her words are what, like, that's actually her thinking of the lie.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm
she's creating it as she goes.
While I tell the story.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, the Cliftons, we can't be the only ones who have locked themselves out.
Definitely not.
And I think it's always a two-part question, isn't it? Like, did you lock yourself out?
And then what'd you do?
What'd you do?
I just went out and partied when I locked myself out, slept at someone else's house, and then got the keys from the real estate the next day.
Gabby's like, I'm just going to drink this problem away. 13, 12,
not a good 16. Way to go about life,
FYI. We don't recommend that. That's how I handle it, though. Darren's here. Darren, what's your lockout story, man?
The lockout story? My daughter was like a baby.
Yeah.
And she was in the cot inside, and I decided I'd go outside and put some laundry up on the...
Yeah.
On the clothesline, and for some reason or another, the timber door to the garage locked. So then she was inside, but she was asleep.
God!
And then all of a sudden she woke up, and I was outside, and I couldn't get in.
Oh,
and
panic.
I was like, "What the hell?" And then she's screaming, like they're screaming, you know. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do now? So then I end up putting my shoulder through the door. And
I was going to say, please tell
like
me
the movies.
You just did an LAPD on the door and just knock it down.
I tried with one shoulder and didn't work. Then I got the other one, just kept going. My shoulder was a bit sore, but busted the lock and the, like, everything out of the door. Like.
Darren, you're a hero, man.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
The LAPD ever need an extra shoulder, you're the man. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Crystal from Bushland Beach. How are you?
Good. Have you locked yourself out of the house?
I haven't, but when I was a single mother, we were living in a house with the old, you know, the padlock doors. They didn't have the normal turn doors.
Yeah,
well, my one-year-old son decided to shut the door and lock them in the house, and I was out the front.
How'd you get back in? What did you do?
So... their father at the time just worked around the corner, and he was actually, he's a trade in locksmithing. So.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God, that's so handy.
Thank God you're still on talking terms with the ex. Yes. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Donna, have you locked yourself out?
I have done it on a number of times.
How'd you get back
and
in?
It wasn't the cat or the dog, it was just me.
Just you. Please tell me one of the times inside. You were in, it was in the morning. And you're just in your knickers or something, Donna?
There has been a time where I've been in my PJs.
Oh, that's close enough.
That's all right. Close enough. I'm thinking of risque ones. The neighbours. Donna's done it again. Come and have a look. One more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
I'm Nate.
Nate.
Hey, Nate. Have you locked yourself out?
No, my wife's mate locked herself out. She was taking the kids to school, and as she left the house and drove away, her keys were inside the house, so... She told my wife, and my wife said, hey, Nat can get in the house. And she'd already called a locksmith, which was going to be like a couple of $100.
Yeah.
And so me being a roofer, I just went in through the roof. So I unscrewed the roof sheets and dropped through the ceiling and through the manhole, and I was in quicker than probably a locksmith could get in the house. So
that scares me that a roofer too. Can get into yeah. a house that easily.
You know what? I'm never going to look at roofers the same. You guys, dodgy.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Coming out of nowhere, restrictions have been eased as of midday today. This is a shock. It was announced yesterday. I had no idea it was coming. I don't think anyone really did.
Did you watch the Premier's announcement?
No, I got tagged in your post to tell me the restrictions were easing as of today, and I was like, what?
I watched it, and the Premier was very gushing. It was a bit like, it reminded me of being back in school when you've done a good job and got a good report card, because she was like, we're easing these restrictions because you've done such a good job, Queensland.
Good on us.
You've done so well, so this is your reward.
Yeah. And
I felt like a dog being given a treat.
What a big reward, though, because restrictions weren't meant to ease until the 12th of June, so that's still in another 2 weeks' time. And restrictions have eased more so than we ever expected them to. So you're now allowed 20 visitors in your house. You can have gatherings of 20. Gyms are opening. Tanning's now allowed. Tattoo parlours are allowed. Concert venues, theatres, arenas, auditoriums, cinemas are all allowed. Gatherings of 20, and then bars are allowed to be open now too, but you have to be seated. You can't just be mulling around at the bar. So there's a lot of restrictions that have been lifted. However, the one that really got me was we are now allowed to travel throughout Queensland unlimited.
So we can originally have Queensland holidays, pretty much.
We can. We can travel anywhere we want within Queensland for however many nights we want to stay away. It's completely unlimited. Camping, everything included. So that's from midday today. So originally, we were going to be allowed to travel and have sleepovers in other places from the 12th of June, but only within 250 kilometres of our home.
Yep.
So here I was.
And this is the reward. This is the report card treat that she's given us.
Exactly. But I, about 6 months ago, booked a holiday to Cairns.
Yeah.
And I was adamant I was going. Then pandemic happened. I was like, no, 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 it's still going to be okay. It's still going to be okay. And then the restriction plan, like the roadmap came out saying we'd only be allowed to travel within 250 Ks at the time of my Cairns holiday. And I've never been to Cairns. So I was like, oh, nah, surely it's going to change. Surely it's going to be eased a little more. It's going to be fine. And I was waiting, waiting, waiting. It got to Friday last week. And I was like, nah, Anastasia Palaszczuk is set. She's not changing her mind.
Monday's June 1, guys. She would have come out by now.
That's what I thought! And so I cancelled Cairns. I booked my holiday on Maggie Island instead, paid my deposit, and literally 48 hours later, she comes out and says this. Anastasia, and you know what are you doing to me?
And totally my tagging you in the post and stuff.
I was furious.
Like, because I just wanted to be, and this is why I'm such a bad friend. I wanted to be the first one to disappoint you. Like, I didn't want anyone else to have that joy. I wanted to be the one to let you know.
Well, guess what?
That, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
You ruined my weekend.
Get out of my life.